In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, we are discussing the starting points of preaching to non-believers. How can we open discussions with those who we pray for to accept the message of salvation? We spoke about the corruption as one of the commonest subject we can start with. We spoke about creation and the beauty of the nature. We spoke about love and the philosophy of love, the conditioned and unconditioned love as a starting point to preach God is love. And today we will speak about the common subject of sufferings, pains, tribulations, and whatever people do not like in this world. You know, this is very common to speak with anybody who does not believe in God, but he is saying this kind of sickness, this kind of problem, this kind of suffering. So you can catch this word and starting to add the spiritual points on this. You may ask that, why do you think suffering is always happening here and there? Why there should be suffering for human beings? Is there a real God, a loving God, who accepts this suffering for humanity? What are the sources of this suffering? By doing so, you will open the discussion which may lead the non-believer to believe in the Almighty God, who may let people suffer for some time, and then he will crown them with the eternal life with no suffering. You may say, I wonder why man should suffer. And you can say, I think by suffering we all need a savior. We all need some help from outside. You can say that suffering is the source of goodness in this world, because by suffering you can touch the problems of others. You can feel the bad feelings of others. You can think of another life which is better than this, no suffering there. You know, this kind of suffering, you can see that it started many good acts through history. And also, this kind of sharing suffering is the utmost expression of love. Love is expressed in many ways, by sharing, by good words, by presents and gifts. But, you know, the best way to express love to others, that you share their suffering or you carry their pains and let them feel happy, relaxed, and you are the one who carried this pain. And by saying so, you can go deeper to express the story of the cross, because the philosophy behind the cross is the main key to solve the problem of suffering. God is not there in heaven watching people suffering here and there, but our God, as Christians, became man and he suffered more than us. He carried all our pains, he paid our debts. That's why he showed his love to us, and we accepted this love by loving him back. So suffering is a way to know God. Through suffering we will not think much of money, much of lusts of this life. We will not go into the physical desires of this earthly living, but actually by suffering our mind will think of another life, another love story away from this kind of painful life on earth. Also, you can say that the main source of suffering is man himself. Pains in the world are usually man-made. Man is the one who made this corruption. Man is the one who made suffering for others. And you can, by saying so, starting the story of creation, corruption, suffering, and then salvation. You can tell people that according to the Bible, Adam and Eve, when God created them in the paradise of Eden, they were not suffering of anything. But by their free will, when they broke the commandment of the Lord, they started suffering. So suffering is a kind of outcome of sinful life. And you know, if you enjoy the love of God, you will not suffer much until you go to the eternal life with no suffering at all. Also, you know, by saying the subject of suffering, we will help others to pray, because you know, nobody can help those who suffer but God. God is the only one who can help others to carry their pains. He is the real comforter. So if there is any guy who suffers much, I don't think he needs much philosophical arguments, but he needs to pray. So if you just tell him, why don't you start praying and ask God to help you to carry your pains? And why don't you just go to him and complain whatever you feel? By doing this, you know you may touch many of the non-believers who suffer. Also, you can say that everybody is suffering in this world. If he is not suffering nowadays, he may suffer later on. So this kind of earthly life is full of pains. This life is a painful life. So we aim at another eternal life with no pains. Also, you might mention that sufferings are the school of virtues, because through suffering we may gain the virtue of patience, we may gain the virtue of wisdom, we may gain the virtue of sharing others, we may gain the virtue of doing good things to everybody, to the poor people, to the sick people, to the elderly, to the crippled. So by seeing suffering, we can gain many virtues. I remember a story happened in one country when there was an atheist couple who got a child, was born in his 5th month. So doctors put him in the nursery, and it was very critical. And this Christian doctor told these parents, we are doing our best, but I think it's time to pray. They answered him back saying, actually we started. So by this kind of suffering, you know, people think of the power of God they needed badly to overcome their problems. But without suffering, usually man is very selfish. He will think of his happiness away from God, away from people. He can never love anybody but himself. With suffering, usually men experience love more and more. So this kind of love subject, of suffering subject, I mean, one can introduce our God, the Almighty, the wise God, who may give some suffering to human beings, and he is sharing them their suffering in order to reveal himself as God's love and to help them to catch the kingdom of heaven, in which there is no any more suffering or pains. Again, this was another subject we can open up with the non-believers in order to help them to know the truth, our Christian truth. Glory to God. Amen.